What's up, guys? I'm Preacher Chris.
And I'm Dietitian M.
So, we had an awesome idea that we would help you get through summer and not lose all those results, and then also help you get through the weekends in summer and not lose all those results, which might be even the most difficult part of it all, right? Monday through Thursday, you got it, you're good. Maybe Friday, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, you're on the boat, you're up north, whatever it may be.
A lot of social stuff, barbecues, all kinds of stuff, weddings.
Yeah, I have a wedding this Saturday, actually.
Yeah.
So I might go crazy, but Dietitian M's gonna help me so I don't lose all the progress that I've been making. So we have, what, 7 tips today?
Yeah, we got 7 tips today to help you guys not sabotage yourself on the weekend.
Yes, and specifically the summer, even if we may or may not have a summer.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see.
Not today.
So let's jump right into it. 7 ways to not sabotage your weekend. What's the first one, Dietitian M?
The first one I'm going to give you guys is to fit small treats into your macros. If you don't track macros, just fit small treats into your normal days. That way, you're not restricting yourself from all your favorite foods for so long that when you do see a plate of cookies in front of you, you want to eat the whole entire plate. So just treating yourself in moderation will definitely help you still get those little cravings in here and there and not having to go all out.
Right. So pretty much what you're having them escape from is they're doing awesome Monday through Friday. They're tracking their macros or sticking to a diet plan or whatever kind of regimen they're on. And then on the weekends, they're like, oh, I'm going to have a cookie. And then they have 36. A friend told me they did that. I'm not speaking from experience, right?
Yes. So that actually goes into another one I wanted to talk about, too, is the all or nothing mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're on point, like, say, Monday through Friday, you know, you don't have anything. You don't have, like, donuts waving in front of you and stuff that you have on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, you go out, maybe you have one little breadstick when you're out to dinner with your friends, and you say, well, I already screwed up my diet today, you know, that's not on my diet plan, so I'm gonna eat the whole pizza too.
Let's get it.
And then I'm gonna go out for dessert because I've been craving that, so let's get it all out in one day and then get back on track tomorrow. That is not a good mindset to have.
I gotcha. So number 1 and 2 are kind of blended together. As far as we're discussing your good Monday through Friday, whatever diet plan, regimen you're sticking to, getting results, and then Friday night, Saturday, Sunday come, and you're just like, instead of having one treat, which is okay.
Yes.
Yeah, like, especially if you can make it fit your macros, that's like the beautiful.
Absolutely.
Like, and then you don't have, you know, the feeling of guilt, like you're actually giving yourself, it's inside your diet plan.
Yeah, and even if you did go a little bit over, you know, your maintenance calories, a little bit is a lot better than 6,000 calories over your maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, 12 carbs is way different than 212 carbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can surprisingly eat that much at one time.
Oh, of course.
If it's food like cookies and stuff.
Especially if you've been sticking to like a carb, like you have me on macros right now, right? So I'm pretty consistent as far as like where I am in on a daily basis. Sometimes if I do like heavy legs, I might up it.
Yeah.
But like literally in, it's been, how many days has it been? It's been close. Has it been 21 total?
3 weeks, yep.
Three weeks, exactly.
Yep.
So, like, I'm hitting my carbs, and then on days I might go to, like, raise it 20, 30. If I'm stupid hungry, I'll raise it 50.
Yes.
But if, I mean, I could easily go off on the deep end and like, 200 over.
Yeah, it's all depending on your food choices. I mean, if you're going and eating, like, healthy foods, it would be hard for you to go that much over. But if you're having ice cream and cake and stuff like that, it'd be so easy.
Right. I've heard people say this as well, like if you're eating like 200 carbs Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday, you know, let's say you do 500, that's 300 each day over, you could just spread that out. You might as well have just spread that out throughout the week.
Yeah, you'd probably feel a lot better if you spread it out through the week instead of being kind of hungry all week and then overdoing it on the weekend.
I gotcha.
I mean, it is okay to have like higher carb days and refeed days, stuff like that.
Of course.
But if there's a huge difference in the amount you're eating, you'd rather spread it out more evenly.
I gotcha. All right, so remind me what the first two are because my brain's all over the place.
So we're going to fit small treats into our normal days.
Perfect.
Into our macros, if we count macros. And we're going to get rid of the all or nothing mindset.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The next one we're going to talk about is balancing out your day. So if you know on the weekend, if you're going to like a dinner party at nighttime, you want to make sure that your meals earlier in the day are going to be like high in protein, lots of veggies, things that are going to keep you full without having a ton of calories, so
that
you are saving a good chunk of your calories for later in the day.
I gotcha. You don't think that's, let's say they do that, right? Like they crank their protein up because they know later in the day they're going to eat fat and carbs, right?
Yep.
So you think it's going to destroy their progress if they hit their macros, or they'll be okay?
Oh no, they would be totally fine. If they hit their macros, they would still be making progress, but sometimes in this situation, they're probably not going to be tracking their macros either.
I gotcha.
So, you know, trying to just get that balance in there. Maybe you're at dinner and you want to have a couple drinks, but you don't want to have the drinks and have the cake and, you know, the fries and stuff. So, you know, pick and choose the ones that are most important to you, the ones that you're going to enjoy the most, and try to balance it out there. You can't, you know, you can't have it all.
Yeah. So high protein veggies in the morning, because later in the day, you know, you're going to be eating some carbs, some fats, you're probably going to be drinking, which is carbs as well.
Yes.
Depending on how you track.
Exactly.
Cool.
Now on that same topic, I don't want people to starve themselves all day before they go to an event like that, because if you don't eat all day, you're going to be so hungry, your blood sugar is probably going to be low, and that's going to tell your mind to eat, you know, whatever it can get its hands on.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to starve all day. That's why I said get that protein in. That'll help keep you full. Get those high volume foods like veggies, fruits, you know, things that'll keep you more full.
I feel like, too, I just make stupid decisions when I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. I do the same. I mean, if I get home and I'm hungry, it's, you know, the easiest
whatever's
thing
quickest
to grab. Thing.
Yeah. For sure. Cool.
Our next topic actually goes, you can talk about this one if you want.
What is the next one?
Alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. So, I don't drink, so I don't really struggle with this. However, I have a lot of clients who either struggle or at first they're just uneducated. So a lot of people will say to themselves, like, hey, I'm going to drink, you know, pick a lighter option like vodka, for example, vodka and water. Which, I mean, if you're drinking vodka and water, like, you're committed, right?
Yeah.
To your goals. Like, you know.
It doesn't taste. If you think that tastes good, then I'm a little bit worried for you.
Exactly. But at the same time, you know, they'll have a couple of drinks and be like, oh, I'm still going to eat my carbs because vodka doesn't have carbs in it, right? There's no carbs. It's just calories.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that as far as for your clients?
So if they are tracking macros, the sad thing that I have to explain to them is that even, you know, a White Claw says it's only 2 grams of carbs, but it's 100 calories. So
yeah.
A lot of times people at first think that, oh, I only have to track this as 2 grams of carbs,
right?
Which is like nothing. And I have to explain to them that alcohol actually has calories itself. So you have to account for all the calories in it. So you would divide the amount of calories in the drink, which is 100, by 4.
Gotcha.
Because that's how many calories are in a gram of carbs. So a White Claw actually counts as like 25 grams of carbs. So you
Dang.
Can see how that would add up pretty quickly.
Yeah. I've been told I need to try a White Claw. So maybe
you
I,
like,
I don't
you
know.
Like those
I love sparkling water.
Yeah, sparkling water.
Yeah, I love sparkling water. So so basically you're saying obviously track your alcohol if you are tracking macros. But if you're not tracking macros or just not tracking in general because about probably 11 o'clock at night, you're going to forget about tracking anyways.
Yeah.
Choose a lighter option. So what are the lighter options?
So lighter options, I mean, I know everyone has their different opinions on like artificial sweeteners. So
yeah.
I'm not going to tell anyone to eat them or drink them. But personally for me, I would much rather have like a Diet Coke with vodka than a sugary Coke with vodka.
I gotcha.
White Claw is another good one. I mean, if you want to take shots, go ahead, but I would not suggest that.
Hey, go crazy.
But if you're going for
chaser needed.
No.
Right?
If you're going for the drinks that are like those super fancy, fruity, girly ones, those are usually loaded with sugar.
Okay. So,
which, I mean, sugar's not like the enemy here, but it is going to add up in calories big time.
It's going to crank your carbs, right?
Yeah. Just like a Starbucks drink.
Yeah. Yeah. So better to go the, probably if you're tracking macros, to go like a less sugar, even if it is probably artificial a little bit.
Yes.
For that, for your situation you're in.
Yes.
Right.
At least in my opinion, I don't have an issue really with certain artificial sweeteners, but I know some people, I mean, some people don't want to risk it, which I respect that too.
Totally. Okay. So let's tally them up so far. How many do we have? Four?
We've got through all of them except two. So
okay. We got five.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, so what are the last two?
The next one is break that habit of thinking that when you're hungover, you gotta have this greasy meal. Because I know, I hear people all the time say they gotta go to McDonald's or
Goodness gracious.
Out to breakfast
you
and
get their
greasy meal because they think that it absorbs alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's actually not true. I hate to break it to
you
guys.
Who says that? I've never heard this. Who
says
this?
Chris doesn't drink, so he doesn't hear that.
I've never heard this.
Going through
college.
You're
lying to yourself.
You never heard people in college say that?
I mean, no. I've never heard someone say, like, hey, I need to go get greasy food because I'm hungover. Like,
it's a thing.
How is that even common sense?
It's a thing. People think that.
What? The grease soaks up the alcohol?
They think the grease soaks up the alcohol.
How does that even make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't, honestly.
Goodness
gracious. But, you know, People believe what they hear.
I gotcha. So you're saying that's not true.
Yes.
Don't ruin your night. You just ruined your night.
Yeah, now you're going through
Don't
the next
go
day.
Don't go ruin your next morning.
Yeah, you might as well start off with a good, healthy meal. That will make you feel a lot better. You know, get some antioxidants in. That will help with your hangover.
Give me some examples.
Like a good, healthy breakfast, like eggs and fruit.
I gotcha.
Hash browns, you know.
Okay, something you're cooking at home.
Something like that at home.
And not Coney Island's frying up.
Exactly.
I got you. Okay.
That will make you feel a lot better. Get your electrolytes in, your antioxidants. That will help the hangover a lot better than a McDonald's, whatever you get.
Yeah. What about through all this, like, as far as fluids? Like, I know I'm going to drink over the weekend. Maybe I'm not. I'm not going to drink, but at the same time, you know, I would probably drink a bang or something like that. Like, what about your water throughout this? Up your water, make sure you're getting a gallon in. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so of course if you're getting your water in, that's going to help you feel a lot more full.
Yeah, yeah.
So that in turn could help you save some calories there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, a bang is also going to give you a lot of caffeine. So that might help you burn a little extra
calories.
We've got
to stay alive for the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on our last one, one of the most important things I would say for
100%
for not just sabotaging everything would be to have some form of accountability. And I can tell you right now, the best accountability is probably not going to be your husband or your wife or your boyfriend, because I've tried that. It does not work. They say, oh, you're fine. You know, go ahead and...
Yeah, yeah, have fun.
Go ahead and do it, because they don't really care that much about what you put into your body.
Right, right.
So I would suggest having some kind of coach, dietitian, someone.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of my title clients check in with me on Mondays, so...
Mm, that's brutal.
If I know that they're partiers, I tell them they have to check in with me
Monday
on
morning.
Mondays.
Yeah.
And that way, there's kind of like that little angel in their head saying, oh, maybe you should stop right now because you got to check in with Emily on Monday.
And I feel like there's always been, I mean, that like little, and you hear it all the time, like probably members say like, oh, I was thinking about you over the weekend.
Yep.
Like I knew to check in. But there's like almost that little part of embarrassment of like, I'm checking in with you and I just destroyed my Saturday and Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yes. I actually ran into one of my title clients when I was at a Detroit Tigers like pregame thing. And
really?
She literally had, she showed me, she had a bag full of healthy snacks with her.
Atta girl.
Yes.
That's
making
it.
Me proud.
Yeah. No, I love that. I mean, we seen, oh, that was Denise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Denise. She's getting it. That's why her results show.
Yep.
Awesome. So let's go through these real quick, 1 through 7.
All right.
What's number one?
Fit small treats into your macros or eat treats in moderation.
Perfect. 2.
Balance out your day.
Perfect. 3.
Don't starve all day before you have an event coming up.
Okay. 4.
If you're drinking alcohol, choose lighter options.
Okay. 5.
Break the hangover food habit.
It's not the greasy food. It's not going to do it for you. And then 6 and 7.
Get rid of the all or nothing mindset and have accountability.
Nice. Perfect, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Hopefully you don't destroy your weekend. We want to make sure you're getting those results through the week and then also the weekend, especially in the summer. So.
And if you're interested in getting macros from me and having those check-ins, just send me an email at titledietitianm@gmail.com. Make sure you spell dietitian right.
Yes. Thanks for watching, guys.
See ya.